Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schuss for Rav Shechio. So the schuss chayu chavet fege bas michal yudis bas yab so shachu li Yisrael. So Moshe Peshna reis on Moshe Mordechai, or Yosef Peshna and Esther. The Mishnah in the Seches Gittin tells us Ein Amon in the Fras Mnichsei Yisrael Mela Bishua. The original law was that a widow can't collect her ksuba from the property of the orphans, which they inherited without first taking a shvuah, she hadn't yet received payment. Then the lashbia, but they refrained from allowing her to swear. Mar explains why, and as a result, the widows were unable to collect their ksuba. So his kumila zaken, she came adversely some and kol mashiyirtsu, that the widow should vow to the orphans whatever they wish, instead of taking a shvuah that she didn't receive her payment. She take a neder that something is prohibited to her if she did receive payment. In other words, a shvua, that something is true or not true, something done or not done, and a neder invests an object with iser. So that's what they did, and the koyvik subas, and she collected suba. Aydim chosin ala get, tikkun olam. Witnesses sign on the get because of tikkun olam. Gemara explains what the Tikkun Olam is. And Hillel Skin Prisma Pnei Tikkun Olam, Hillel instituted a prisma for the benefit of society. We know that all loans are cancelled by Shemitah. But Hillel saw people weren't lending money, so he instituted a prisma where a person submits his loans to a court and he authorizes the court to collect the debts, and this circumvents Shemitah's cancellation of the debts. Says the Gemara and Daf Lamed Vov Omed Aleph and this Mishnah and Hillel Hiskin Prisbul. Tanana, some Prisbul Einan Mishamed. When a person writes a Prisbul, it doesn't have to relinquish his loans, and he may collect them after Shemitah. Zechad Menad Vorim Shehiskin Hillel Azokin. This is one of the things that Hillel the Elder instituted. He saw that the people refrained from lending money to one another as Shemitah approached for fear that they wouldn't be repaid on time. Take heed lest there be an evil thought in your hearts, saying the seventh year, the year of Shemitah draws near, and you don't give him the loan that he seeks. So what did Hillel do? Amad Hillel v'hiskin plausible. So Hillel rose, instituted Prisbul. Zeh gufo shel Prisbul. This is the Prisbul. This is a Mishnah in Shvius 10:3 and 4. He was mistaken a Prisbul. Was nightis. Misrani lachem ploini dayonim shebemakon ploini. I submit before you so and so and so and so, the judges in such a place. Shekol choyv sheish leetzol ploini. Every debt owed to me by so and so. That I shall be allowed to collect it whenever I wish. When you execute a prisbul, the creditor submits his loan documents effectively to the court for collection, and now it's not he but the court that has to collect. The court's allowed to do this because the Gemara explains that the Beis Din can say Hefker after Beis Din Hefker. Rashi. Vesrani lechem es shtaroisai shatem noxim vani lo egos. Lekman mugdi yesh beldim koch lefkim umano shal zev likim lezev mokim shisyag vetakana. So the rabbis have the power to remove money if there's a siyag, if there's a takana. So that's what it says. She has kochov shishet zeplon shekvena kol zman sheherzev v'adyanu chosim lamata, and the judge is signed below the text of the principal, or the witness is signed, or even. In fact, the Gemara Mika Midi Midaraisa Mishanta. There would be such a thing that, from a biblical standpoint, the seventh year cancels loans. And Hillel decreed that it doesn't cancel. How can that be? Says the Gemara Amar Abaye B'Shvius B'Zman Hazeh B'Revihi. It's talking about Shvius B'Zman Hazeh. So how could Hillel go against the Torah? Torah says that it's cancelled, also it's not cancelled. What's going on? So Gemara's answer is B'Shvius B'Zman Hazeh. And Revi, and it's Revi Desanya, Revi Yomer, Zedvar Shemitah Shemoit, B'Shtei Shemitah Sakosav Medaveh, Echaz Shemitah Karaka, V'Echaz Shemitah Sakosafim. The verse speaks of two relinquishments. One is the relinquishment of land, and one is the relinquishment of monies that are owed to you. So the Torah compares the two. At the time that you relinquish land, so Rebbe holds Shemitah pertain only when there's Yovel. Yovel doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, like we've seen Erechim Lamed Beis on the base, because the tribes of Israel aren't settled in Eretz Yisrael. So there's no Shemitah. Also, Rebbe teaches that the Torah's comparison of the two relinquishments, the two Shemitahs, that shows that the requirement to relinquish debts only applies when there's Shemitah's Karka. So since this man is there, there's no Shemitah's Karka, there's also no Shemitah's Ksafim. The Kinu Rabbanon, Tishamik, the rabbis decreed Shemitah would cancel. Zecher l'shvius, Rahel Shemahal, the Zeh, Salmet Viskin, Kurz Bohm. So, it's only the Rabbanon, Hillel saw that people weren't lending each other money, so he went up and he was masking a prisbo. And asked the Gemara, Mika midi, the midoy raisa, la misham te shviz, can there be such a thing? The midoy raisa, shviz doesn't cancel. And the rabbis decree that it does cancel. How can that be? Biblically, he owes the money, and the rabbis say he doesn't owe the money. Answers the Gemara, Sheva Taisavu. It's passive that the rabbis are empowered to do. They can passively say that you don't owe money that the Torah says you owe. And the Gemara offers an alternative answer to the entire question of how the rabbis could legislate Shemitah laws and abrogate Torah laws, because Hefker based in Hefker. And the Gemara goes into a whole discussion of how we know Hefker based in is Hefker. So the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, Yisham lecha penye mevavcha liyal, so we see that the Pasuk of Yishamer Lecha is talking about somebody who is not lending money. Be careful. That lest there be an evil thought in your heart, saying the seventh year, your Shemitah draws near, and your eye is going to be mean towards your brother, and you won't give him. So, it means not giving him a loan. But that's how the Gemara understands it. However, look at the Pesukim inside. Ki yebucha evyon me'echad achecha v'echad sharecha ma'aretzucha asher ha'shem alkechan v'esein lach v'asa ametz eslavavka l'asikbo tzitziyatcha mi'chicha evyon. Stomeret, what's it talking about over here? It's talking about tzedakah. It says, Nason Titein. And if you're going to ask me, What's the shaychus of Shmita Tenesinas Staka? What's the Azhara of Ishamalacha? Penia Davrim Lavavra Bliya Lemur Karvish Nasa Shevish Nasa Shmita. Vara Incha Vechicha Evion. Veloy Sitain. The Azhara Zan Staka Mazakashul Shmita. So the answer is, says Moreno Rabbeinu Magoyin Rav Nosson, that since Bishnas HaShmita, the loivim, the poor borrowers, didn't pay up their chovis, therefore the ashir is not going to want to give tzedakah, because he's going to say, hey, I already gave him. And that's enough that I'm canceling the loan. He gave him, I'm canceling the loan. I should give him more tzedakah. First time wasn't enough. So now the pasuk warns us, and it says, nevertheless, nasan titeim loy. Shiitein leit tzedakah gam achar shelo shilem loy. Even though he didn't pay you back the loan, still give him tzedakah. It's meiridik. But still, how do we know that Ishamalecha penya dvar levavcha dvar belavcha b'liya leimo is referring to somebody who's not lending money to an ani? We still have our original kasha. Pashtus is talking about stokah, that's the context. So how does the Gemara get that it's talking about not loaning him money? So neged pshuto shel mikra. Now that we said that the pashtus of the pasuk is referring to nesinas stokah, so kach yetzei mitivrei Ramban. The Sefer HaMitzvahs, Belavin Shahisif, Mitzvah Yud Zayin, Shenimnanu Gamken Shelo, Yichar Einenu B'Sitnai, Letztaka L'Aniyim, Loinasan, Oysa Eilem B'Ayin Ro, V'Nachshav Oysa Miut Lanu, Avoyi Azeh B'Einenu Schar, V'Toy Eles, V'Toy Sefes B'Momineinu, V'Yishu Yizboruch Yishalim Lanu Hakol, V'Kama Kiflayim, והוא אמרו יזבורך נוסו אם תיתן לוי ולא יירע לבובך בסדך לוי, כי בגלל הדובר הזה יברך לך השם לקך, בכל מעשיך ובכל משלח ידך. אז רואים כאן דבר נפלא, that Ramban writes, that we shouldn't look with an evil eye in the aniyim, say we're losing out. When you're giving stock, you're winning out, you people invest in stocks, in the market, people invest in real estate, people invest in this and in that. Invest in aniyim. That's the best investment. That's the bracha min hashamayim. Oilam hazeh and oilam habo. Hare behedya, you see in the Ramban that Hishamer lecha, the Rambam quotes our pasuk that it's talking about mitzvah staka. No saying titein lo b'lay reki b'gla al-dabar zeh, the Rambam. That's from our psukim. So the Ramban says it's talking not about halvoa, it's talking about staka. So the question is, how did Chazal learn from this that it's talking about somebody who's not lending their friend money? Be'emes, the minchas chinuch in mitzvah tof pei is oimed on this kasha. And he writes that in the pasuk of Yishamer lecha, we don't see a halva, we only see tzedaka. But mistoma Chazal were mekabel that is referring to halva, and like we see in Gittin 36a, our Gemara. Nevertheless, if a person's mekamei tzlita in stakam mipnei kachad hashmita, but let's say a person also doesn't give tzedaka mitzat shmita, he's afraid to give tzedaka, shmita year is coming up, he's worried about his money, he's also over on this lav. Because the pshat, ein mikra yetze midei pshuta, it's still talking about, Staka, even though Chazal learned that it's talking about halva, it's both. However, it would appear that we can say, based on what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud Halacha Zayin, Shmoine Mailas Yesh B'Tzedaka, Zu Lamala Mizu, Maila Gedola She'en Lamala Mimenu, Zeh Machzik Bidei Yisrael, Shemach, V'noisein loy matana, oy halva. O oise imo shutfus, o mamzi loy malocha. כדי לחזק את ידו עד שלא יצטרך ולא ישאל. ועל זה נאמר, והחזקת בוי גר וסוי שפחה אימך, כלומר החזק בוי שלא ייפול ולא יצטרך. There are 8 miles in Stoka, one above the other. The highest mile is to be machzik. A Jew is poor, and you give him a gift or a loan or some type of shutfus, some type of business, and get him a job so that he doesn't have to come beg. That's the best thing to do. The best thing to do is get him a job, get him a malacha, so he doesn't have to beg. If you want to give money, maybe today it means invest in a good stock. And he said, this money I invested, all the returns, all the dividends are yours. But the point is, you have to be machzik him, that he shouldn't need other people. Or give him a loan. A loan, and if you give him a loan, so that's also a high level of tztaka that he shouldn't have to ask. Now he has a loan, so you see that a halva is beginning with tztaka. And that's the highest level of tztaka, you're mekayim bechazaktabo. So now, because the Rambam writes halva as well, so now it would appear that that it says, Yishama l'cha, kol v'shnas ha-shev v'shnas ha-shmita, v'ro v'incha achicha evyam v'ositein, v'kol v'ailecha el Hashem, v'ayibuch ha-chait, nosoin titein lo'y v'layer al-avavcha. So this mitzvah of Nisina includes a halva as well, and it says nosoin titein. So, you're right, it's talking about staka, but staka includes halva. Staka includes a loan. Smag in Esen Kuf Samach Beis writes that it says in Parashas Re'eh, Ki yevucha evyoin, paseach tiftach es yotcha, v'havei tavitenu dey machsar sheyechsaloi, yishamu lecha pen yadavar, and b'luvavcha b'liyal, etc. Nasa in titain. Hale yesh kan shtei mitzvah z'esei, ha'echad lavtoyach, yad lo'ani v'litin le'tztok, al zeh ne'emar paseach tiftach es yotcha loi, mitzvah z'esei ashniya hi, she'im le'rotza l'kabot tztok, yitin lo b'halvoi. Ve'al zeh ne'emar, this is all the smack talking, ve'al zeh ne'emar, Havei tavitenu kamo shekosev achakach yishamu lecha pen yadavar v'afcha b'liya aleimu. Kol v'shnatz ha-shev v'shnatz ha-shmita v'vay incha v'chich evyam v'asitein loy. V'od nosan titein loy ha-kosev ha-kosev achar yishamu lecha al halva oimeid. So we see from the smag that havei tavitenu means that if he doesn't want to take a staka, you should give him b'halva. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. And on this it says, Hishamer lecha pen yadavar im levavcha b'liyav. So this Hishamer lecha is the hemshech of mitzvahs havei tavitenu. And also what it says, Nosein titen lo, is also referring to halva. So according to the smag, it emerges that these psukim are taka talking about halva, and that's pashtus ha-pasuk. You don't have to come on to the menchas chinuch that the pshat is staka, and chazar or makabel it's going on halva. According to the smag, the pashtus in this pasuk is halva. And halva is also included in the mitzvah of tzedakah. It says there, havei tavitenu, lend him. This is the two mitzvahs essay. One, to open your hand to the ani, give him tzedakah. That's paseach tiftach es yad chaloi. And the other is, if he doesn't want tzedakah, give him a halva. And that it says, havei tavitenu. And that's what it means. Yishamer lecha pen yadavar im levavcha b'liyal lemar. And I'm not going to give him a halva. So the smag holds in pashtus, the pasuk is talking about halva, and so we have new insight, Baruch Hashem, into these psukim and into this gemara, mishnah and gemara. So thank you so much for listening. It's amazing, and hopefully we'll revisit this because the topic of shemitah. This is the shemitah year, so it's unbelievable to have shiurim b'inyan and shemitah and lahachkim, Baruch Hashem. תודה רבה רבה שהקשבתם, שלום שלום.